And coming home to the Saturday Cafe, once again, it's 3/4 of the reunited Misty River. Carol Harley, Laura Quigley, Dana Abel, welcome back to the Saturday Cafe.
Thanks, Frank.
It seems like forever. How long has this hiatus lasted?
It's been 2 years since we last played in Eugene in June of 2011.
What have you been doing on this? I mean, what's been going on in your life since Misty River was not happening?
Well, one of the main reasons is I had a baby.
This is Dana talking.
Laura.
Laura, I didn't.
Two babies.
Oh, my goodness.
They're 8 and 10 now. I don't have any babies. Laura's the one with the almost 2-year-old.
Yes, yeah. Lewis is almost 2 now, and so I've been busy doing that and moving to Eastern Oregon and playing with my horses and my new cowboy husband, Larry, who just has a wonderful life being a rancher. And I'm a rancher's wife in training now.
Can you rope a horse?
I can almost rope off of a horse. I can almost rope a cow, but I haven't roped a horse. I just lead him with a halter.
Do you sing to the dogies so they won't stampede?
Right.
How about the rest of you? Carol, what have you been doing in the last 2 years?
Oh, boy. 2012, I spent some time caring for my elderly father, who passed away in September, and also keeping up with the Misty Mamas, my other band, the Misty River spinoff. And we're performing bluegrass festivals and things around, and we have a website, mistymamas.com, but keeping up, yeah, MISTYMAMAS, anyway. But keeping up with all the Misty River music and just yearning to get back together and sing again, which we've done a couple of shows now, and I'm just elated on stage. It's so wonderful.
Dana, how about you? How have you been spending the last 2 years?
I've spent a lot of time doing teaching. I've some private students in ukulele and guitar and voice. And I've also been volunteering in the public schools at Adams Elementary School. The school districts had to make big cutbacks in their budget, and so the music program, hardly any schools have that year-round anymore. So I've been having fun with second graders and fourth graders.
Excellent. Do you have any accordion students?
You know, I do not. I don't get that many people asking me about it, believe it or not.
I should take it up. My dad played button accordion when I was a kid, and it's still one of my favorite instruments.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Is this reunion, does this portend a longer commitment than just the shows this summer? Is there going to be more Misty River, or are you scattering again after these shows are done?
Well, this is all we have planned with these two shows in Corvallis today, Eugene tomorrow, and Fossil, part of the Wheeler County Bluegrass Festival in July. And then we have no other plans. It's not to say we would never get back together, but our fiddle player, Chris Kokish, she married a singer-songwriter from Wisconsin.
L.J. Booth. They've been on the show together.
Fantastic. And she's planning to move back to Wisconsin with him so he can go to graduate school for 2 years. And maybe we'll be able to entice her back here at some point.
I certainly hope so. You have a new release, not a CD, though. Tell us about this new Misty River project.
Well, at the concert we did in Eugene at the Shed in June 2011, we decided we would go ahead and have a filmmaker film it for us. And it had a theme. We were doing a benefit for the Mackenzie River Trust. And the theme is The Living River, which is an event they put on every year where they try to tie some kind of art to nature and rivers. And so we put on a musical concert and chose songs that all had to do with nature or rivers. And we have 20 songs on this new DVD. And we had our favorite guest guitarist, Doug Smith, who's a fingerstyle player from Portland, perform with us. And so he really adds a lot to it. So we're just releasing that this weekend.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting a copy. In the meantime, since I don't have that, I'm not sure I could play it from a DVD onto the radio. I'm going to play a river song from one of your earlier CDs. This is Black Muddy River on the Saturday Cafe.
When the last rose of summer pricks my finger and the hot sun chills me to the bone.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe, Misty River, that was Black Muddy River from the album Stories. I can't imagine how hard it must be. I'm trying to imagine how hard it must be not to be able to sing together regularly with harmonies like that. That's got to be really, really a tough thing.
Yeah, we miss it.
What do you do to get your music fix? I mean, Carol, you've still got another band you're playing in, but
I do, and that really helps. I'm singing with the Misty Mamas, and then Chris, who's not here with us today,
right.
She has a great solo singer-songwriter career as well as she does.
She's got a couple of duos, one with Jonathan Bird, the Barn Birds, and then she's doing some singing with LJ too now, I think.
Right. Chris also does a lot of teaching of songwriting. I know she's hosting 2 songwriting camps this summer with Matt Meehan, and she's a really great writer.
Excellent. Excellent. She really is. Tell us about the shows tonight and tomorrow.
Well, we're excited to return to Corvallis today. It's been, almost 3 years, I think, since we've been there. And we are doing a benefit for the Mary's Peak chapter of the Sierra, or group of the Sierra Club. And they're helping us co-promote that show. It's at the First Christian Church at 7:30 p.m. tonight, and we're really looking forward to it.
And then tomorrow in Eugene?
Tomorrow we are playing at the First Christian Church downtown, 1166 Oak Street, and that's a matinee show, 4 p.m., and I'm particularly excited for that one because my ukulele students are going to be guest stars on that show for at least one song. So I'm going to have a group of at least 12 kids up on stage playing with Misty River.
Fabulous, fabulous. You're going to have a wall of sound.
You're paying it forward.
A little tiny waist-high wall of sound, but nevertheless. Oh, you said First Christian Church for Corvallis. I think it was First Presbyterian.
You're right. Thank
Corvallis,
you.
Corvallis, First Christian in Eugene. Well, it is really wonderful hearing your voices again. I only wish we could have had you in the studio playing live, but it's good that you're back, and we will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe today.
Great.
Thanks so much. Hi to everybody in Eugene, Carol.
See you soon.
Laura Quigley, Carol Harley, Dana Abel, 3/4 of Misty River. And here is a song from their very first album, Rising, Real as a Dream.
I tamed the winged horse, I slayed the giant, I found the magic beast.